Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
941, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Of all of the things that have sucked about COVID-19, and a lot of things have sucked and continue to, is that the people that seemingly were in the least position to weather something like this were the ones that were first affected, the ones that were hit the hardest, and they're going to be the last ones to come back from this in terms of missed employment, income, etc. And there was an event yesterday. There was an event highlighting that yesterday that was co-hosted by some people. I guess Barry Kern was involved, and our guest, Billy Nungesser, Louisiana Lieutenant Governor. Morning, Billy. How you?
I'm doing good, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm okay. Tell me what happened yesterday. What was the idea behind it?
Well, it was to show the impact that it's having on the hospitality industry. Those empty chairs represented people's lives, you know, from the musicians to the valet workers to all the people that are being displaced out of work, and the small businesses and all the attractions that are hurting so bad. And we've done this across the country. And I've reached out to all the lieutenant governors, Republican and Democrat, and said, we've got to get a package passed that's going to aid these people to make it through these rough times, or we're going to lose. We're going to have a lot more homeless, and a lot of people are not going to make it.
You know, what impressed me, Billy, in a negative way, I guess, is when you start looking at the occupations. Caterers, talent, musicians, performers, technicians, engineers, event planners, florists, lighting designers, decorators, DJs, photographers, rental companies, production companies, freelancers, ticket takers, tour guides, transportation providers, venues, destination management professionals, convention centers, hotels, and restaurants. Do you think the average person that's not involved, directly involved, realizes how big this is?
No, they don't. And I think, you know, the event yesterday, and I was on the phone with Bill Cassidy right before the event and expressed how important this is to saving an industry. Because all those things you just mentioned are what makes New Orleans and Louisiana special. It's that talent, it's that love and passion. And if we let that go away, not to mention their livelihood and the strain on their families, but we won't get this back. We may lose what we're known for forever. And that's why it's critical to put that pressure on Congress to come together and pass something.
You're no stranger to politics, but you know, Billy, I got to believe you know, that there's no way anything's going to happen on this before the election, do you think?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic. We were able to get over 30 senators from both sides of the aisle signed on to it. And I tell you, you know, all of the lieutenant governors I emailed and talked to all are passionate about their states. We may differ on issues, but they're passionate about saving this industry in their state. And I've asked them to reach out, call, email, text their congressmen and senators and demand they get something done now. And so hopefully that local pressure will make a difference.
My fear is that one side being so afraid that it's going to in any way give the other side an advantage, and I think it cuts both ways, that people are going to get lost. All those people, all those occupations that I just mentioned, they're going to all get lost in all of this while politics is being played at its highest level in Washington. And along those lines, what do you need immediately? What do these people need immediately? What would you like to see in terms of help, the most effective way to do that?
Well, I think they've got to get some money in their pockets pretty quickly. And then we also need to get some kind of grant program for these music venues, these places that have been out of business, continue to be out of business. And until we're completely back open, these musicians that have no income and have nowhere to perform aren't going to make it. And the places that have live music and all of those special things that make Louisiana special, it's imperative that we go to work to get them some help.
And in terms of awareness, just so people get it, how deep is this hole and how long is it going to take to climb out of this?
Well, you know, I the reason I've been trying to work on a plan for the French Quarter, we were having problems before this. The three things: cleanliness, crime, and new attractions were all heading south. And we saw restaurants close before this because of the lack of support to the French Quarter. I don't believe we can crawl back into this. And that's why I want to work with the mayor to fix the streets, clean up the quarter, make it safe to where it is a shining star. And I think anything short of that, we may not be able to save it, because it's one thing getting everybody back open, but getting them back making money and getting the crowds back is another thing. So we need to bounce back. That's why we're offering free seafood and a local band and musician for anybody that redirects their convention next year here. We're doing the staycations, getting local people to travel and see. We're shooting video Friday throughout the quarter and going to send that all over Louisiana, letting everyone else in Louisiana know the quarter's back open. But we've got to do absolutely everything we can to jump back into this. The people that say it's going to be 3 or 4 years, to me, that's unacceptable. Louisiana needs to bounce back quickly, because even if we get back to work, they've got to be able to make money.
Along those lines, I don't know if you saw a story about this couple that was beaten on their way back to their car, 10 o'clock on a Friday night, Carondelet and Common. A guy had a gun pointed to his head. Then he was beaten up. He covered his wife with his body, which was noble. Crowd stood around laughing, videoing it, etc. No police to be found. Are you concerned about the city of New Orleans? And because that's a very... Yeah, you know, it's a block off of the French Quarter. A lot of hotels around. A lot of people will park around those areas feeling safe. Are you concerned about the areas extending beyond the French Quarter as it relates to tourism in New Orleans?
Absolutely. You know, I've been concerned for years, and that's why it's at a point now where, you know, cleaning it up a little bit, making it a little safer is not acceptable. We've got to make it absolutely safe. You know, we've got so many different streetlights to have a camera.
Billy, tell you what, your phone's cutting in and out. We're going to take a break, and I want to finish it up with you when we come back, because I want to hear what you have to say. It's okay. Important. 9:48, 12 before 10. Look at traffic now, WWL. No traffic, just taking a break on WWL. 9:53, 7 before 10, couple of minutes left with Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor of the State of Louisiana, very concerned with tourism. They had an empty event yesterday to highlight how many people are out of work and how many people are struggling as a result of COVID. But, Billy, your phone was cutting out. Getting back to crime, if you have a fear of getting beaten up by a crowd when you walk back to your car at Camp in Carondelet at 10 o'clock on a Friday night, COVID can disappear tomorrow, and that's not going to make people any more inclined to go out and eat, right, or to come down and visit New Orleans. So what did you say you were doing to try to help with that crime situation in the city?
I think, and listen, we've got to have a crime camera system. You know, the light poles that have a camera in every one of them. So if somebody commits a crime and takes off running, You can actually see where they go. Some ordinances to clean up the people that are agitating you every time you walk out of a hotel room. They did it in other cities. It's a way to do it. We just got to everybody get on the same team. I want to work with the mayor's team, but failure is not an option. We need one police force in the quarter, and those people need to protect the quarter and be organized working together. And a camera system where people know if you commit a crime in the quarter, you're going to get caught. And but if we don't make it the shining star of the city, we could lose the French Quarter as we know it. And even though we get back open, people will not come if they don't feel safe.
Yep. And again, getting back to stimulus, you would like to see that if God, I'm trying to be optimistic, but I don't see how it does before the election or even shortly thereafter. You would like to see initially what? Checks for people to put money in their pockets primarily first
I think in the short term, we've got to do this for these people that have lost their livelihood. Secondly, some of these businesses that have slipped through the crack, I don't think we reached out and really thought through this money that was moved to the Secretary of State's office, the Treasurer's office, and distributed where some people didn't qualify. We got to make sure all of these specialty musicians and music venues and attractions that have been completely shut down have some kind of grant program to keep them alive, paying their rent until we can get business back open fully.
Real quick, how important is it that the city have Mardi Gras?
Well, I think, you know, it'll be scaled back a little bit, but I think it's very important. If we don't have Mardi Gras, I think this country has bigger problems. And you know, I don't think you cancel Mardi Gras, that'll go across the world. I look forward to working with the mayor, as I'm doing with mayors all over the state, because remember, Mardi Gras is not just New Orleans.
Right.
And we're talking to all of home of Morgan City. Since we've been promoting Mardi Gras all over the state, we've seen people come to family-friendly, affordable Mardi Gras in home of Morgan City, Shreveport. So we're out to promote Mardi Gras all over. And if it's got to be safe and scaled back, so be it. But I think a lot of things are going to change after this election, and we're going to see the doors open up a lot more.
I hope so. Thank you, Billy. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day. Billy Nungess, the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Louisiana. From him, we go to former Sheriff of Jefferson Parish, Newell Norman, over on the Ridge. See what he's got coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.